It is really waiting on the next headline to see market reaction, whether you're looking at grains or livestock. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Kyle Bumstead joins us today with Alan Dale. And as we look at the markets, it's literally a headline, a tweet, no matter what it is. The market just seems to be waiting to see what's going to happen next.
That's right, Susan, it does. And it's hard to believe that it's going to be in the 90s here this weekend, when a year ago today we were sitting in the middle of a snowstorm, too. So think about that, folks. The weather changes fast, too, even though it's a year later. But, yeah, we could see the weather change fast, just like these markets. But, yeah, I mean, there's been headlines all over here this morning. The U.S. is going to stop exporting or made a comment about that. They're not going to export crude oil, which I don't think that's going to affect the market or wouldn't affect the market, but it shot crude up to $100.48 here in this May contract, and it's back at $96.65 and made a low at $94.41 here. So we've traded a $6 range here in crude oil, which seems to be the norm here for some of these petroleum markets. And then we've also seen headlines coming out of Iran where we're bombing or where there's damage being done and things like that. So who knows? We've also seen that headline that Trump and Xi, or Trump and China, that meeting is going to be postponed for a while, which, surprise, surprise, that's kind of to be expected. But said, well, we're just going to kind of postpone this thing until we get this Iran deal kind of under control, which who knows when that's going to happen, if it's ever going to happen. So, but on the grain side of things here today, we're seeing the soybeans up here, May up 10 cents, July up 10 cents, November up 6.75, and the January is up 6.5 cents. So looks like some bull spreading going on there, getting some commercial coverage here. But we're seeing this bean meal market take off here. This May meal, the next target's going to be up right around that 340 mark here. And we're seeing oil virtually unchanged here on the session. So could be some unwinding of that meal versus oil spread, and the crush spread's getting unwound here. Same kind of situation here in corn. May corn 6.5 higher, July corn 5.75 higher, December corn up 5.25. So a little bit of bull spreading there. These corn's up 5.25, and the March corn's up 4.75. So seeing a little bit of light hedge pressure up in these levels. Not too much, but we are seeing a little bit of light hedge pressure there. And then as far as another headline, we did see there's potentially some rain coming into the plains here as far as the Kansas City wheat's concerned. But that did come back off its lows here. We're down a penny around the 6.25 area lows and 6.175 in the May contract. The September new crop out there went down to 6.46.5, and it's back to 6.54.5. So definitely a nice recovery off the lows here in the wheat. But cattle here, that one there, just kind of waiting on the next headline there, which there is no headlines out here this morning. But we do have cattle and feed report here Friday after the close here. On feed, estimates are 99.3. Placements are 100.2, and the marketings are estimated at 92.6. So not surprising to see some action here going into a little bit of positioning going on ahead of things, but definitely a sell-off here in these feeders. And we've seen that recently these sell-offs have been met with buying here on the dips, but today is definitely not the case. We seem to go down and make a low, then bounce about a dollar or a dollar and a half off that low, and then it seems to go fall through and then make another low after that. So that's kind of what the mantra has been here today. But we are going to see the feeder cattle index here up this afternoon here in the Merck updates at around that 360.69. That'd be up about 236. Daily average of 365.59 on 7,135 heads. So we are seeing the cash feeders that are definitely firm up here out in the country. We did see that El Reno was up $10 at 353. Dodge City was up $3 at 359. And Aberdeen up $2 at 367. Did see that there was a cattle country video that averaged 392 on index cattle. Today's lineup looks pretty decent, and I'd expect another 360 plus here on the daily. And looking into expiration, which March feeders go off next week, if this thing keeps going like it is, probably going to be above 360. I don't know if we can get to 370, but anything's possible here. It's going to be tough, but we did see that January go off above 370, and March has in the past had a tendency to go off above the January feeders when they go off, but we also didn't have a $20 break to try to recover from 3 weeks before it went off. So that's something there from a technical standpoint that might be a little bit tough for us to do as far as these feeder cattle go. So lots of moving parts here, and we haven't even hardly scratched the surface on live cattle bids and offers this week yet, Susan.
Well, a lot of questions are revolving around that as well. You know, the reasons why we're seeing the drop we've seen.
Yeah, and that's a good question, too. I think most of it's technical. We got up against some downtrend lines here, and we got some overhead resistance against some moving averages as well, too. And the technical sellers, they just got up and they said, well, we're probably up here enough to a point where we could probably sell and, risk versus reward. But we're also seeing some outside influence, I think, today. As far as Thursday goes, we got the dollar down about 54 points. We got the Dow down 375 points. The S&P's down 45 to 50 points. NASDAQ's down a couple hundred points. And then we've also got the precious metals. We had silver at one time down over $9. We're down $6 in silver right now. We're seeing the gold down $280 to $300, 300 plus across the board as well too. So definitely some macro pressure, I think. And I think in the back of people's minds, there's a little bit of worry about stagflation. If this petroleum market stays up high like it is and fuel prices stay high like it is and nothing else adjusts, then people may start to adjust how they spend their dollar. And that could definitely have an effect on demand. So a lot of folks, when you look at this boxed beef market, saying, well, it's demand that's pushing us up here, but I really think it's the packer that's kind of cutting the, that's kind of shutting the outflow off coming out of the packing house here as far as that goes. So I think that the packers have more to do with it than the actual beef demand goes, Susan.
Do you have any concerns as we wrap up our conversation when it comes to the weights of these cattle at this point?
Definitely, yes. We've got some tonnage here to work through up in the front end. Where last week's weights on that all on all live cattle coming at 1479 versus 1471, so a gain of about 8 pounds on live cattle. On all dressed cattle here, that came up 7 pounds heavier, 903 versus 896. And then we did see steers dressed out 986 pounds versus 981, so a big gain there. And then the heifers, they gained 10 pounds, 901 versus 891. So definitely got some cattle up front here to work through, and I think that these lower slaughter pace is really kind of backing some of these cattle up here. And it's been excellent gaining weather too. We haven't had to fight the mud and the snow here in the spring so far that we've normally had to work through these feed yards and these cattle.
All right, Kyle Bumstead joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That is the Thursday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.